Let's take a look at some farm news here for you on the Midday Farm Show. Weed management has become one of the most significant challenges in crop production as herbicide resistance continues to increase. You can attend a workshop in Slayton to learn about the latest research and information to address these challenges at the Strategic Farming Growing Soybeans That Outcompete Weeds workshop to be held the morning of Thursday, February 22nd at the 4-H building in Slayton. Following the workshop and lunch will be a short presentation on integrating cover crops and manure, followed by the annual small grains program in the afternoon. Registration is now open. We'll have a link for you here on our website with this story. By attending the workshop, you'll learn about growing soybeans that outcompete weeds and the impacts of row spacing, plant population, canopy closure, and pest pressure and their effects on soybean competitiveness and profitability. There'll be discussion how to beat weeds at their own game and how you can use weed biology to your advantage. As far as the cover crops manure program, there's been a lot of discussion of cover crop benefits such as wind and water erosion control. Many conventional livestock producers struggle to envision how cover crops can fit into their operation, especially with seasonal injection of liquid manure. They're going to explore seed winter cereal rye immediately after harvesting, either corn, silage, or soybeans, and injecting liquid manure into the growing rye later that fall. And also the small grains program, increasing workloads and problematic pests, and a goal of crop diversity, interest in successful growing wheat remains constant. The first objective of the program is helping determine if wheat will work on your farm. For more information, again, click on the link that we provide with the Farm News program here with this on our website at myklgr.com. Do you make and sell baked goods, home canned pickles, salsa, jam, and jelly? Are you a cottage food producer? You are, then attend the Cottage Food Producer Food Safety Training coming up on Tuesday, February 27th from 1 to 5 at the Southwest West Central Service Cooperative in Marshall. The Advanced Safe Food Handling course focuses on aspects of cottage food products, including baked, confectionery, dried fruit preserves, and acid and acidized fruit and vegetables. You'll learn how to produce, package, and label your safe food product. Wonder if your product tests as an allowable non-potentially hazardous food? Bring it along to the cottage food class and have it tested. If you sell more than $5,000 annually, this workshop meets the training requirement to register as a Minnesota cottage food producer. We'll have links to that as well where you can register and get your materials on this story as well at myklgr.com under the Farm News tab. Taking a look at some more farm news here for you this afternoon, Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico is urging Congress to step up and tell President Trump that there is wide support for NAFTA modernization efforts, but not an exit from the trade deal. The Democrat says Trump, quote, cannot unilaterally repeal trade laws regarding NAFTA, even if he can issue unilateral statements regarding NAFTA participation. The comments came during a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing earlier this week. Udall says that the withdrawal threat is a tactic doomed to fail and adds that if carried through, our economy and border will suffer great damage. The president also received a letter from high-ranking Senate Republicans before his State of the Union address earlier this week, highlighting the economic benefits of the deal, particularly for ag and manufacturing sectors. The group led by Colorado Republican Cory Gardner says modernizing the deal would be the next step to advance the economy. Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts also signed the letter along with Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and others. And it's been a while since we've heard from our friend WOTUS, but the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt has signed an order to block the Waters of the U.S. rule. A hold placed on the rule in 2015 will soon be lifted by a federal appeals court following the Supreme Court ruling that says jurisdiction of the rule lies in the federal district court, not the appeals court. Pruitt appeared at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture winter meeting Wednesday, telling attendees, I am actually signing that today, when asked about the WOTUS delay. Bloomberg reports the White House on Tuesday completed its review of the EPA rule to postpone the regulation until 2020. Pruitt promises a new WOTUS proposal by the end of the year. The EPA and Army Corps of Engineers in February plan to hold more consultations with state water, environmental, and ag officials to find out where they should draw the line on geographic reach of a Clean Water Act, according to EPA officials. That's been a look at farm news here on your Midday Farm Show. We'll be back. Jalen Petick will be in with the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis after this.